Not too sad?
No, I'm not too sad, Dylan Ferrandis. I honestly, though, I'm Canadian, so I don't really care. But I'm shocked USA did not make the podium. I really am. I maybe not winning, but I'm shocked they didn't make the podium. So.
Yeah, I'm not, you know. I watch the GP. I come from the GP. I watch the GP. I know what the guy do there, and I know they... It's not like here, you know, in America, is every weekend we enjoy the track, we have good condition. It's tough. It's really tough, like, definitely. But I think it's more fun, you know. And in GP, the track are really tough and really difficult, you know. And it's every weekend and Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. And there is many, many different condition. And I think that's why the GP guy are more used to ride in every condition. And I mean, it's not an excuse. We all have the same track.
No, I just talked to Aaron Plessinger. He's like, hey, no excuses. We didn't ride those good. And those guys kicked their butt. Like, you know, Aaron was not. Yeah, no excuses. But it was. But let's start there. It was a different Red Bud, wasn't it, from July?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was surprised. Like, especially today with more mud, the track was sandy. Like, I think I made a mistake to didn't set up my bike for sand race, because that was definitely the key today. And I think that was a mistake for me. And... yeah, it was definitely more sandy, and also they moved some corner or some angle, and the track was different than on the national, and it was not that easy for me and for all the guys who do the national to ride 2 months ago on a track, and on a so different track today. So honestly, yeah, that's what not easy.
Yeah, second moto for you was a bit tougher, no goggles, you know, trying to fight through the first moto, no goggles. It was a struggle for you at times, right?
Yeah, first moto, I have a... frog, you know, in my goggle, so yeah, it was not easy. I had to take it off, and you know, after 25 minutes my bike was started smoking, and I was fighting with guy like Dosal, Caroli, so I knew that this moto was just the key was just to finish the moto in the top 8, and I finished, I think, 7, so I just saved my bike, save point, and start the day confident, you know, with a two good pace on the first moto was important. And I pushed much more on the second moto, but unfortunately I had a big crash and I lose a few positions. But like I said, today the key was to save the bike, you know. We saw many riders broke the engine, and
it was crazy. It was smoking and BNFs everywhere.
A DNF is a disaster for a team, and that's what I really didn't want to have. And I really rode today on Sunday with the mind to save the bike.
Yeah. Prado, Lawrence, Watson, yourself. It was a good day for 250F guys.
Yeah, I was impressive. The guy take a good start and was really fast. Was tough to pass also today, but yeah, was a good day. It was a good experience, and yeah, the guy from GP are really fast.
You're done your two motos. You change in your clothes. Now you go watch. What was that like?
Felt good at the beginning. And
Caroli started ruining it.
Yeah, exactly. And after the Tixi's bike was started smoking, so I went down to the mechanical area, and I said to the guy, "Yeah, we need to tell him to save the bike." And I really push for that. And they tell him, and since they tell him, he go just a little bit more easy on the bike, and yeah, exactly. And I think that was important, because he broke the bike in first moto. If he had a GNF in second moto, we would not be on the podium today. So it was a good experience. We share a lot, like I say. The spirit of the team was unbelievable, and I think we share a good week, a good couple of days together, and that's make the team more strong, I think.
Hey, I was one of those guys that said, without Marvin, you guys made a terrible mistake. There's no way you're going to win. I was one of those guys. I was also proven wrong. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cool.